Walmart and Target are working together, and it has to do with credit cards. The markets, well, they fell again today. In another credit card story, GOP attorneys general are threatening major credit card companies, and it has to do with gun sales. It's the Tuesday, September 20th edition of Insight on Business News Headlines. Grateful you're with us again today. In other news, a restaurant wants to sue a customer over a $3,000 tip. It's looking like a lackluster harvest, and that will put further pressure on food supplies. More union news out of the retail sector. We've got the Wall Street Report and some additional layoff news, this time from retail. And today, a special feature as we go out to lunch with Deirdre Dejeer, the Democratic candidate for governor of Iowa. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you are along for the ride again today. By the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, we've been watching this unfold on a local level, and now it's going national and big time. The fight? Well, it's over credit card fees, and CNN is reporting that Walmart and Target have joined forces to gather support for a pair of bipartisan bills in Congress that aims to lower the swipe fees, also known as interchange fees, that retailers pay every time you, the customer, makes a purchase with your card. In a letter to lawmakers, the coalition of retail stores that include Kroger and convenience stores said swipe fees for credit cards are higher in the United States than anywhere else in the industrialized world, more than 7 times as high as in Europe, and they are an inflation multiplier, end quote. Interchange fees are applied via a complex system, and the charges vary by merchant, transaction size, the type of card used, and the banking institution, among all kinds of other factors. Merchants, by the way, paid about $138 billion in processing fees last year, according to the Nelson Report, a publication covering the payment industry. These fees usually run between 1% and 3% of a transaction's final price, and stores often pass them on to consumers in the form of higher prices. Visa and MasterCard dominate more than 80% of the U.S. credit card market. In July, U.S. Senators Dick Durbin of Illinois and Roger Marshall of Kansas introduced legislation that would allow businesses to route many payments to alternative networks not run by Visa or MasterCard. And this week, U.S. Representatives Peter Welch of Vermont and Lance Gooden of Texas proposed a similar measure. Proponents of these bills say they would generate more competition in the credit card network market and break Visa and MasterCard's hold over the industry. Wall Street took a licking today as the major indexes fell just ahead of the final day of the Fed Policy Committee meeting. Wall Street is betting that the Fed will again raise interest rates by 75 basis points or 0.75%. It would be the third time this year as the Fed attempts to tackle inflation. Oil? Well, oil today was down. West Texas Intermediate crude closed at $84.30 a barrel. And those numbers from Wall Street, I'll have those for you in just a bit. Well, there's another looming issue out there when it comes to retail sales and credit cards. And this one has to do with the sale of guns. CNN is reporting that 24 Republican attorneys general have warned Visa, American Express, and MasterCard not to go ahead with their plans to add a new merchant category code for gun retailers. In a letter to the CEOs of the credit card giants, the officials expressed serious concern that adopting a new sales code for gun stores would harm the constitutional rights of gun owners and potentially violate consumer protection and antitrust laws. The Republican attorneys generals are threatening to take legal action against the credit card companies if they follow through on their recently announced plans to adopt the new code, which, by the way, was approved by an international group that sets payments standards. Now, advocates for the new code argue it could potentially flag mass shooters and gun traffickers. Previously, gun store sales were classified under a general merchandise or sporting goods category. Those codes show where people made purchases but don't detail what they specifically bought. The credit card companies have said they will continue to support lawful purchases, and that won't change by adopting the new standards. In other words, legal gun purchases will not be blocked by this new merchant category code. Well, here's a remarkable story that pits a restaurant against a customer who left a $3,000 tip but then took it away. Best Life is reporting that managers at Alfredo's Pizza in Scranton, Pennsylvania, say that they paid the waitress her tip and now claim to be left $3,000 out of pocket after the credit card tip was reversed and they were left footing the bill. According to managers at the restaurant, customer Eric Smith contacted them almost 3 months after he left a generous $3,000 tip for a waitress, saying he was now disputing the charge. The restaurant manager claims that communications with Smith halted, and he now plans to go to court and attempt to get the money back. There is plenty of confusion about why the money was reversed after such a long period of time. It truly is an odd story. Meanwhile, back in farm country, it's looking like this harvest season may be, at best, lackluster, and that will put further pressure on food availability and prices. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that senior executives from companies like Bayer, Corteva, Archer Daniels Midland, and Bunge said that worldwide crop supplies remain tight, and some said at least two more years of good harvests in North and South America are needed to ease the pressure. Persistent drought conditions in the U.S. and agricultural countries in South America, along with uncertainty over crop production in Ukraine, they say are making everything harder. High temperatures this summer exacerbated drought conditions in the U.S. West and the country's Great Plains area were baking. Intense heat in states like Kansas, Nebraska, and Oklahoma set in as crops were pollinating in many parts of the grain belt, when the plants require the most water. Some corn crops were also planted late this year after a wet spring, causing some yield loss, according to agricultural analysis. How bad is it? Now, the U.S. Agricultural Department lowered its nationwide corn production estimate to 13.9 billion bushels. That's 3% lower than its August projection and 8% lower than last year's total. Soybean production estimates this month were down 3% from a record projection in August and down slightly from a year earlier. Agriculture advisory firm Professional Farmers of America Incorporated last month cut its outlook for corn yields by 13% in Nebraska and 22% in South Dakota compared with last year. Well, there's more union news to report out today. The Philadelphia Inquirer is reporting that workers at a Home Depot store in Northeast Philadelphia have filed paperwork to unionize, launching an unexpected campaign that, if successful, could mark the largest collective bargaining unit to date at any branch of the global home improvement retailer. According to a petition filed with the National Labor Relations Board, the unit seeks representation for 274 merchandising, specialty, and operations associates. Those seeking a vote are known as the Home Depot Workers United. Vincent Cuelas, a store employee who identified as one of the organizing workers, told the Inquirer that he delivered a petition with 103 worker signatures to the NLRB on Tuesday after a store manager refused to accept it in person. Cuelas says that the main concerns of the proposed union are compensation, store staffing, and working conditions, with overall concerns about upper management. A Home Depot spokesperson said the company was reviewing the situation and did not have an immediate comment. Back in 2019, a group of delivery drivers at a Home Depot in San Diego successfully organized with Local 287 of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. The NLRB database lists only three cases nationwide in which workers at Home Depot stores sought union representation, and none appeared to seek representation for an entire store. It was another down day on Wall Street as investors looked toward the Fed to find out about the projected rate increase, We'll know more about that tomorrow. The Dow fell by 313 points to end the trade at 30,706, while the NASDAQ sank by 109 points to close at 11,425, and the S&P 500 fell by 43 points to end the session at 3855. Ford stock slipped big time today, a day after the automaker said it would have 40 to 45,000 new vehicles sitting idle, waiting for parts that are not yet available. Ford was the worst performer in the S&P today, falling to $13.09 a share. Back in January, Ford stock was priced at $25.19 a share. And finally, there is this. More layoff news is in the news. Gap is cutting 500 corporate jobs, or about 5% of positions, at headquarter locations in New York and San Francisco. The retailer swung to a loss of $49 million in the latest quarter from a profit of $258 million just a year earlier. What's going on? Consumers are turning attention away from apparel and other goods to traveling and dining out, it seems. We've been seeing a significant number of cuts in the technology sector, and now we're seeing it in retail as well. All right, stay with us for a special edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour, as we go out to lunch with Deidre DeGere, the Democratic candidate for governor in the state of Iowa. Out to Lunch is where we take thought leaders out to lunch and record our conversation at the restaurant. Go ahead and click through and get ready to meet Deidre DeGere. Thanks for listening.